Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Well, 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 welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM. On CITR, maybe you could be one of our podcast listeners or our Twitter followers. However you've decided to spend this hour with us, we're really, really glad to have you. So as always, we always talk about how important it is to be sexy, how important it is to be good. And one of the big things that I've noticed in terms of a couple, maybe about a year ago, I had Dr. John Gray from Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus fame, and he was talking about his new book, which is called Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice. And with that, he was talking about why it's so important for women to get together and do activities together, because it actually helps in terms of our levels of oxytocin in our systems. And if you think about it, it makes sense, because men would go away, they'd be super duper quiet and be like hunting game, where they'd have to be quiet for hours, where women, we'd be multitasking, we'd be preparing all the game that the guys would bring home, and we'd be super loud so we could keep the wild animals away from our children and having a really good time. So with all that stuff that we've learned, all that skill set from being socialized from all that time, it's really important for us to connect to other women. And as women, because we are multitaskers, it's really important to be able to stretch ourselves in so many different ways. And so I've got a very special guest on with me tonight, which I'm really excited about. And I've got one of the co-founders, Carrie Carlson, from Every Woman in the World. And she's going to be chatting about why it's so important for women to move and to stretch yourself, and how by doing all these things, it can be beneficial for yourself and as well for your relationships. So it can be cool. And if you aren't in a relationship, by being sexy and confident, because sexy equals confident, you should be able to track those things in your life. Welcome to the show, Ms. Carrie.
Thank you so much, Caroline, for having me.
Thank you. Well, for those listeners out there who didn't hear because you were on last year and aren't familiar with Every Woman in the World, how would you describe it?
Every Woman is connecting, supporting, and motivating women of all ages, shapes, and sizes to be more active through fitness and wellness workshops. So essentially what that means is that we've been putting on programs in Whistler since 2004, and now we've augmented those programs and put on workshops in Vancouver, Victoria, White Rock, and also on the Sunshine Coast.
Wow.
And they make up either a day-long event, or in the case of Whistler, which is May 13th to 15th, it's a weekend where women try back-to-back workshops that are all fitness and wellness related, and they're 45 minutes in duration, so where they start sort of 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, and they're all 45 minutes, and then you get a 15-minute break. I'll tell you more about what happens during the break a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, it's just an opportunity to try a variety of things you may not have tried before, and because they're movement related, the idea is to get active and to find something that you love. And, you know, sort of drawing that theme back to this particular program and you, Caroline, is that you don't have to move for very long to feel better.
Mm.
About yourself, about what's going on in your life, to have a good idea. And, you know, any type of movement could be walking along the water. You could walk with a friend. You could walk with your dog. You could walk by yourself. Or you could be in a yoga class, or you could try some kind of dance activity, or you could try something more strength-related, like a core class.
Hmm.
So I know you probably have questions for me, Carolyn. I can talk for a long time, but Whistler, we have over 70 different workshops to choose from, and it's not like you have to be so crazy. There are wellness/sedate classes at every time slot, so effectively, if you wanted to come up and just sit the whole weekend, you could, but it's not really what we promote. We think that, you know, that exactly what you were talking about earlier in the show is when those oxytocin levels get elevated, you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to feel great, and that's what every woman is all about.
And I think that's so important, especially in this day and age where sometimes we're stuck and we live in such a fast-paced society as well. What I like about every woman is you get to do so many great, great activities. Like last year, I think I got to try Zumba. There's all sorts of different things. I think this year you've got like the bar method. You've got a lot of different things going on. You've also got some really, really cool things in regards to the mother-daughter stuff as well, which I thought was really, really neat, because especially when daughters are in their teen years and just trying to balance those relationships out as well.
Yes, that's something new that we're doing this year, and we've we're working together with a very new nonprofit society called United Girls of the World, and they're literally brand new, and the whole idea is to build self-esteem among women, and they've put together a program that's happening in Whistler the very same weekend, and it's right post Every Woman, and it'll be at 1 p.m., and it's basically a mother-daughter-girls walk happening at 1 p.m., and it goes around Lost Lake, and they've done sort of all sorts of things. They're going to be providing scholarships for women, for girls, we just thought it was a good idea to sort of introduce that younger girl into the scenario with Every Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that happens too with mothers and daughters and sisters and friends getting together during these movement classes is that it almost makes you become accountable. So, for instance, a mother doing a class, a Zumba class, or a learn-to-run class, or a hula-hooping class with her daughter, or two friends doing it, it's sending a message to the daughter, hey, I'm active, I'm healthy, I'm having fun, this is who I am, and this is what I like to do for fun. So it's a really rewarding and enriching experience for that type of team, if you will. We've always had mother daughters join Every Woman, but usually the ages have been older, so perhaps a grown daughter who's in her 20s, and then a mother who's in her 40s, 50s, or 60s, and we've had that time again, but this year we're excited because it's bringing the younger gals into the mix, and there are separate classes for the mother-daughter, so some of them will be together with the whole group, but a lot of them will also be separated so that there's that, again, very comfortable notion of being together.
Is that Mother's Day weekend as well?
It's not. It's the weekend after. So
okay. In
my mind, it works out perfectly because Mother's Day weekend happens, and then what better thing to do with your daughter, or what better thing to do with your mother than come to Whistler for Every Woman the following weekend? And then it also works really well because the weekend after Every Woman is the long weekend, so that's when you can go and party with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say you can't party at Every Woman, because lots of people do.
They do. One of the things I love about Every Woman, which a few years ago when I was up there, you and Lynn, your sister Lynn Kanuka, you spoke about just how you'd envisioned it, and it was interesting because I was reading one of the Smart Cookie books a couple of months ago, and it made me think of you just in terms of envisioning what your perfect day was, and I was going to ask if you could speak to that, just how you conceptualized it originally.
Sure. Well, it was a combination, but my sister and my two sisters and my mother and I went away on kind of a girls' getaway, and we didn't really plan it any other way than the natural way, which is our perfect day. We actually went to the Kingfisher Spa on the island, and we got our perfect day was we got up and went for a run, we hired a yoga instructor to share for 45 minutes after the run. We had a super huge breakfast and drank lots of coffee and had lots of laughs together. We went kayaking. Then we had lunch, and then after that we went on a hike, and then we played tennis, and then we ate sushi. And so that was kind of our ideal, and it was literally sort of back-to-back activities, and it was our idea of really the perfect day. And we kind of thought, well, hey, I'm sure other people like to do this type of thing as well, and we're organizers by nature, so we put something together. The weekend also transpired because both Lynn and myself have just a wonderful network of women in our lives who were also doing different things at that time in 2004. One friend was starting capoeira. Another person was a hip-hop instructor. Someone else was starting a yoga studio. Another friend was a circus rigger / trainer in Cirque du Soleil. And I kind of went, hey, I want to learn how to do that. I want to learn how to do that. And so every woman really kind of started out as this utopian, I teach you, you teach me type of idea. And I think we had about 40 or 50 women that showed up, the first Every Woman Whistler. And it was just a really sweet program where we really did sort of just teach each other and grow together. And, of course, now we have over 70 workshops. And
wow. And how many women usually attend this?
250.
250 women, that's Carrie, that's wonderful.
It is wonderful, and I dare say that the professionalism of the workshop leaders has also really heightened throughout the years, and we have some really powerhouse women joining us this year. And relating back to your program is the groove method. We have this absolutely phenomenal woman named Misty Tripoli. You can look her up, .com, mistytripoli.com. She's the founder of Groove Method. She's coming from the U.S. She has a partner in Canada, out in Toronto. But we are so honored to have her. And she's just this dynamo that basically the message is, get out there. And she swears, she says the F word in there too. And, you know, stop talking about it. That's the bottom line. Stop sitting on the couch and just get up and go for a walk. Go do a class somewhere. And the thing about all the Every Woman classes is that they're so fun, and the Groove Method in particular, it's basically for people who think they can't dance, because of course everyone can dance. But this Groove Method is more of a freeing mentality of movement and to fantastic music, and we're just going to rock the house with Misty Tripoli. She's going to be amazing. So she's this really neat lady. Can I go on about some of the other instructors?
Sure, you can.
So we also have the latest and greatest activity in Vancouver, which is the bar method. Mm-hmm. We have Carolyn Williams coming up for that. That has been a hot ticket. There really are only a couple of spots left in the bar method. But talking to Carolyn is just amazing because she's so passionate about it. And she just was so excited about opening her studio in Vancouver. And her training is based in San Francisco, where the bar method started. So we're excited about that one because she's got immense training in that field and teaching us all about the bar method. I'm very excited about some of our kind of our powerhouse speakers this year, which are really kind of more on the wellness side of things.
Okay.
Our keynote speaker for the event is Margaret Page on Saturday evening during our dinner, and she co-authored a book with Stephen Covey. She's just this brilliant woman / entrepreneur / mother / philanthropist. She does these amazing things. She's a business coach, and she just has really great messages, and I talk to her on a regular basis, and every time I speak with her, I learn something new, and it literally changes my life when I speak with her. And so I'm so happy to be able to share this with her. She's, you know, she can't come until the Saturday of the weekend because she's going to be at Bill Clinton's seminar in Vancouver on the Friday. So it's just kind of the people she's surrounded herself by are really incredible, and I'm just so happy that she's going to be a part of Every Woman this year.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Christine Arum from WOW, the Women of Worth Conference, and of course everyone knows she's been doing dynamo things and has great secrets about healing, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have this incredible woman named Cheryl Stanton, who has written several books, but her whole idea is stress relief, and her workshop in particular is the three tips of what even smart women do to make them unhealthy, unhappy, and overstressed.
Hmm.
And so she's going to give us smart women tips on...
Can you tell me what those three tips are?
Well, we don't know. That's why we have to go to her workshop.
Carrie, you're teasing us.
I don't know what they are, but I can't wait to find out. She put a YouTube video out. It's actually on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Every Woman, and I posted it because she's just a really neat woman, and she's also a registered nurse as well, so she's got that background behind her. Now, let me get to the keynote speaker at our wrap-up lunch, who is Dr. Bal Pawa from the West Coast Women's Clinic on Oak Street, you know, by the hospital
mm-hmm.
there. And they do a lot of work with hormone health, and they're connected to Suzanne Summers. Every time Suzanne Summers writes a book, they ask Dr. Powell what her area of expertise is. She's Harvard-educated. She's an incredible physician. And just sort of the steps that she's taking. And just to bring that really professional spin on why it's important that we all need to move.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just ecstatic about having her and the West Coast Women's Clinic involved. And now I just have to, of course, draw it back. We've decided because of some of these speakers we have this year is that we're going to have a theme called The Body. And let me just say most importantly that Caroline McGillivray will be teaching a super important class regarding this theme called Cardio Striptease, just bringing it all together from that movement. So thank you so much for being a part of it, Caroline.
Well, you're welcome. And just for our listeners out there, you actually do wear clothes during the class, just to, because I know when I first started teaching pole dancing and taking striptease classes, that was one of my big fears, where it's like, oh my goodness, do I need to come to class naked? And just to alleviate anybody out there who's concerned. But Carrie, I love teaching. It's absolutely fantastic. And especially for every woman in the world, it's fun.
Well, and over the years, you have so many kudos with your technique and teaching and just helping women come out of their shell. So it's always just an honor to have you present, Caroline.
Thank you.
We also have a burlesque class this year as well, and you do keep your clothes on. Although I did have an instructor once, he said, well, do you want me to do the intro or not the intro? And I said, well, what's not the intro? And she said, well, they do take their clothes off and they can try their tassel tossing. I said, let's just keep it to the nipple, or let's just use the intro, not the nipple, the intro. So there's some fun there. There's mm-hmm. some really fun classes there, but we also have a nurse and a doctor. The nurse, she came last year, Maureen McGrath, and
I've had Maureen on the show. She's absolutely terrific, and she's also when Christy Clark was doing the Christy Clark show on CKNW.
Yeah.
She's actually been a regular on there, where Christy's brought her on quite a bit, and actually had her on in terms of talking about menopause, actually, which was really neat because she had a lot to talk about men, too. So if any listeners out there are curious in regards to that, even though she's got some really extensive stuff to talk about in regards to women's sexuality, women's sexual health, and she's truly amazing, but she's also got a lot to share about the men as well.
Which is, of course, important.
It helps balance it out, too, which I think is good, too, because I think sometimes when women get comfortable and we start thinking about things that we're afraid to ask people, and Maureen's really matter-of-fact and frank, and she can answer a lot of those questions. Sometimes questions come up where it's like, maybe it's not about me, maybe it's about my partner, and she's a really great one to chat about with that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, we're very excited about her workshop. It's called Sexual Health, the Irish Catholic Nurse Talks Sex. So just by the title, you can tell that she kind of puts a spin on it and makes everyone feel comfortable because, you know, if she's an Irish Catholic nurse and she can talk about it, then anyone can, right?
Yes, and you've also got Jan Jensen as well, who's a fantastic NIA instructor, and which is fabulous. But as well as that, I believe she just wrote a book about a year ago that in regards to breast cancer and just ways that we can do naturally to hopefully not where it doesn't happen, where we can reduce I'm not saying that very well, but just in regards to cancer, making sure that we can keep ourselves safe and happy as much as possible.
Well, we know what you mean. I actually just took John Jensen's NEA course this weekend at Every Woman in South Surrey White Rock, and I was just reminded of how fabulous it is, and just all the different types of movement that we as women can have. Actually, in her NEA class, we kind of acted out being divas in a way, and we had that side, but then immediately when the music changed, it was this really harsh hip-hop song, and she encouraged us to get that sort of testosterone out and to, you know, adopt that kind of personality of aggression and see what that feels like within that movement class. And then the music changed again, and then we were more free-flowing and more dancing and whimsical and fun. So I love NEA for all of those reasons, because you can really just be yourself in the class. You can adopt different personas, but you can take them to whatever extreme or whatever little bit you want. You can wave your arms just a little bit, or you can wave them a lot and jump up and down. And NEA is so good with that, and Jan is such a great facilitator with that.
She really is.
And with the books that she's written, and also on her journey, she's really exploring different topics, including loving the body you're in, and what you're talking about as well, Caroline. And you know, she calls herself a vitality coach, and I think that's exactly what she is, because she inspires people towards new vitality.
Mm-hmm. No, she definitely does. She's truly amazing. And the nice thing with NEA as well, for anyone who's concerned in terms of sport injuries, etc., it's actually really gentle, because even though it can be very aerobic, the roots for yoga, which is a fusion of yoga, dance, and martial arts, it's basically actually adapting the movement to yourself. So instead of completely modeling the instructor, you actually create it on your own, and where she'll paint images. So you actually kind of go on a journey a little bit with it, which is really lovely. And it are actually derived from all the really, after all the high impact classes in the 80s for aerobics, where this was a way of teaching where you could still get a really amazing workout, but it really helped balance things out a bit more and less impact and a lot gentler on the body.
You did a great job of explaining it. I was just reminded again on the weekend how much I enjoy it, and it really kind of goes full circle of what Every Woman is about, because NEA is something that absolutely anyone can do who can walk.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, you get put on a journey, but it's so enjoyable, and mentally it's also enjoyable, because you're waiting for the next thing, but you're also not too worried about following it. You know, if you miss a step here and there, you're still in your comfort zone, and it's for anyone who wants to have fun with it, but it's for someone who doesn't necessarily move as much as they should, and it's something that says, hey, I can do this. Wow. Like, you know, even me, who doesn't take regular dance classes, I was thinking consciously, wow, I can really do this. I can do this. And I think people are afraid that if they go into a hip-hop class or even burlesque or something, that if they don't feel sexy, or if they don't look at, or they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, then it's going to be the wrong thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just so far from the truth. And also, it's so far from what Every Woman is about. It's about trying these things and feeling really comfortable in your own skin, trying them, and also just not caring about what the person next to you is doing as well.
It's true. It really is. And I think that's one of the things with this is, it's a safe space to just be you and just let yourself flourish, where I think it's really important for people to be aware of that. And it's nice because you can do that with the people you care about. So it can be a girls' weekend, but I found there have been times where I've gone Every Woman on my own and haven't known other than maybe one or two people, and have met so many people over the weekend. So it's a great way to connect with different people. It's a great opportunity for networking as well. And it's also a good opportunity, too, for those weekends where I just want to chill out, where I basically don't leave the tea lounge barely at all. And I still really, really thoroughly enjoy myself. So I've kind of tried, I think, the weekend over the years, quite a few different methods. So,
And once again, you're so good at that. And Caroline brings up a really good point. In between workshops, we have an area where you can just go and relax and socialize with other people, and or you can try some of the different modalities in the marketplace. We don't really publicize the marketplace all that much, but it's basically an interactive area where you can try different things in between workshops, like hula hooping or Thai massage or tarot card readings or shiatsu massage, maybe peruse some jewelry, that sort of thing. So they're all things that are, they augment the program. We've got Vita spas there with a chair doing different wellness, and also little mini mani and pedis. The participants can sign up in between for those types of fun things. And you know what? Like Caroline says, if you want to skip a class, you can skip a class. You can do whatever you want with every woman. That's the whole thing. And I think some people think that they have to sign up for every single class and they have to do everything. And even someone this weekend said, you know, I thought I had to sign up for everything, but I'm just going to relax. And that's the whole idea, is just doing whatever you want. But on that note, we actually have come up with another package as well, where it's just
Which I thought that was fantastic, because I, even on campus with UBC, I've got a lot of friends who actually come to campus, and with that, sometimes it's they'd like to get away, but they may not be able to do the whole thing. And so I like that, where they get to try some of it. So I'll let you talk a little bit more and explain what that is.
Yeah, you know what? It's a simple concept. It's just called the Every Woman Try It package, and it includes 5 workshops and also past the Meadow Park Sports Center. And away you go. That way you can enjoy just relaxing a little bit more in between, maybe take a walk outside, enjoy Whistler a little bit more, and then you don't actually have to do all the back-to-back workshops. The challenge, though, is that we have so many workshops that a lot of people sign up for all of them because they don't want to miss something.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? There's always next year, right? So come on up and try it. We also have a new package that I just announced today called the Vita Spa Package. So it's another one where it includes 5 workshops and a massage treatment from Vita Wellness Spa. And, of course, this event is being held at the Fairmont Chateau Whistler. So you'll be sure to feel pampered there in their beautiful foyer with large windows and just ornately decorated. So
mm-hmm.
Really fun place to be.
No, I think that's a really, really fun place. We are going to take a really quick short break, and when we get back, we're going to chat more about Every Woman in the World and how you can have a fun time and take care of you being pampered. And for you guys out there, I fully encourage you to get your ladies. It will help rejuvenate, inspire, and make them feel really good. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back.
Do you have a child in grades 3, 4, or 5? The Gecko Project is a fun and easy study being conducted by researchers from UBC. We'll drive our mobile lab to your house so there's no hassle, and your child will get to play some fun and exciting games with our research assistants while you answer some questions about home life. You and your child will both receive a $25 gift certificate from a local business for your time. Come be a part of Gecko Project today.
To participate or learn more, call 604-827-3426. Theater at UBC invites you to a giddy extravaganza of truly epic proportions. Their first annual fundraiser. This April Fool's Day, for one night only, enjoy an evening of roller skating, stilt soccer, fire spinning, stand-up comedy, live music, singing, dancing, and much, much more. Featuring the talents of theater students and faculty, this event is sure to become the stuff of legend. Proceeds from the event will go towards a new scholarship in memory of Kensaku Asano. That's Theater at UBC's fundraiser, Friday, April 1st in the Frederick Wood Theater. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. Reception and silent auction to follow. For tickets and more information, visit theater.ubc.ca.
Thunderstorms, see the lightning flashing, thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
Welcome back to Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. And if you're just joining us now, I've been chatting to the co-founder of Every Woman in the World, Carrie Carlson. So one of the things we've been chatting about is Every Woman in the World is about women who move. So the conference is really inspiring. It can be back-to-back classes if you'd like, where you get the 15-minute break in between where you can chill out in the tea lounge. Or you can pick out different things. Carrie is mentioning in regards to you, there's a couple different packages you can get, which is kind of cool. We can try the teaser where you have the five different ones and get a massage. There's quite a few different ones, the mother-daughter stuff as well. So there's some really great options in regards to what you can do. But one of the things we were chatting about on the break, and it is really, really, really sexy to continue moving and evolving through your life. And in terms of when you're feeling good about yourself, you start attracting people that are sexy, you start attracting opportunities, etc. So it's really, really important to feel good. And I'm going to let Carrie go on about that a little bit more, too, because I'm going to welcome her back to the show.
Thank you so much, Caroline.
You're welcome. Because I think it's true. I think I know for me when I've been working out, and you'll actually be proud of me. I've actually ran 6.6K without stopping today.
Oh, aren't you awesome? Congratulations.
Thank you. And for those listeners out there, I don't know. I think most of you know that I barely run less than half a block in heels. You have me upside down where I can dance and be crazy in ballet shoes and point shoes, no problem. But actually running, it's always been a really scary thing. So for me, I've been trying to stretch myself that way. And my coach who's been training me for it, it's actually been quite funny because we're having the joke that why men are looking at us more when we're in our sweats. And it was quite neat where it's just, I think it's because of the fact we look confident, we look like we're having a good time, fresh-faced and glowing because we're having a really great workout. And there is something about that whole saying about women who don't sweat, we glow. And I think there is something healthy about that, where we just look nice.
It's all of it together, and it's back again to where every woman originated. And the whole idea is to be in Whistler, to be outdoors, to have fun, and to emanate that feeling. And that's what's going to attract someone. If you're down in the dumps and sitting on your couch and not moving and eating chips all the time...
You're I was going to say bonbons.
Right. You're not going to get what you want. And not only aren't you going to get what you want, but you're not going to be that happy. You're not going to be fun. And the whole idea is to decrease the stress in our life and to try to get support to find those things that make us have a great time. You know, I actually remember back in my 20s, I had just retired from sort of elite athletics, but... believe it or not, I was actually overweight when I retired from extreme training from sports. And it was kind of at that time where I started hiking all the mountain peaks in the lower mainland, and I was really active. And I kept, you know, I guess you retain more body in your 20s than normal, but I could never figure out sort of what was happening to my body because I would run every day, I was boxing for a while, and I was hiking every weekend, you know, for 3 to 5 hours on all the peaks in the lower mainland. And I always thought, what's really happening here?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know now sort of coming out of that was, for someone that exercised that much, it was an unhappiness factor. There was something not working. And I'm not a doctor or a scientist, so I can't really explain how it works. But there was something just being cooped up inside of me. And I needed to kind of break free. And when I did, that's when my world started sort of turning upside down in a really good way. And opportunities became present and different ideas came to fruition. And the fun was back. in my life. And I think, you know, having that feeling of attraction or, you know, being with another person and feeling or sharing that, it's what it's all about. And I just can't see that happening by watching TV all day long.
No. Once in a while, yes, because I know my boyfriend and I actually do cuddle and, well, we watch movies, but...
Yes.
But with that, we do other things besides that, so...
Well, and exercise other things as well, right?
Yes, sometimes.
It's all part of it.
Yes, I think it's important to have a healthy sex life, happy, just, and physically being healthy, just as two separate entities as well, which is why I really think every woman out there should really take a look at this and check it out and see, because there's a lot of ways to stretch yourself. So it's actually making yourself a better you for yourself, which I think in terms of a partnership, when you're with somebody else, it's got to start with that first and foremost. It's got to be, what am I doing for me? And if you're not taking care of the you, it's really hard to take care of the we. And then once you've got, you're continuing, because I think it's ongoing maintenance in terms of that, you can kind of balance it out a little bit in regards to somebody actually on Twitter, actually this evening, I think it was the Vancouver Dating Guide, was actually saying that you should be spontaneous in the things that you do for someone. And my response to that was, I actually think 365 days a year you should be actually doing something special for the person, your partner in your life, because that's so imperative. And, you know, taking a look at Gary Chapman's 5 love languages and coming up with different ways to tell somebody that you love them and care about them, whether it be through acts of service, words of acknowledgement, physical touch, whether it's through random, it's through special gifts. There's so many different things you can do, and just finding out what works best, but choosing different ways to do that and encouraging them to do the same with you. And one of the ways you can do that is by getting to know yourself better, which is why it's really, really great to really continue to push and move through your life so you can be better. So during the break, Carrie, you're saying there is some stuff in regards to sexuality as well that you wanted to share with some of our listeners, and I would love that.
Well, sure. We were talking about the theme being the body this year and talking about some of the phenomenal workshop leaders that we have presenting. And included in that, we were talking about Maureen McGrath, the sexual health, and the Irish Catholic nurse talk sex. And we have another doctor. Her name is Dr. Teresa Wood, and she's joining us with this captivating title, Making Sex Even Wetter, The Who, What, Where, Whys of Female Ejaculation. And she actually calls it ejanulation, like Jane. She's offering this workshop saying that women have a chance in this more comfortable environment to discover or raise questions, concerns about their own ejanulation, understand why it occurs, and to discover ways in which to explore various orgasmic options. So she's a really, really neat woman, and obviously, again, brings that level of professionalism and education towards such an important topic. But what strikes me about her that's so phenomenal is just how passionate she is about the importance of sexual health and also how that meets within you, whether you're single or with a partner. And she's not afraid to talk about anything. And also how it relates to our world. And I can't really go into it, but meaning that, you know, for those folks who aren't feeling as sexually primed as they should be, there's a whole slew, for instance, women going into depression over it.
Yeah.
And when you start talking about those realms, it becomes really quite serious. It's not a fun topic anymore. It becomes something that is really important to take care of your health, particularly when you're relating to friends or loved ones and trying to make a difference in this world. So we're excited about having Dr. Teresa Wood involved because it kind of brings everything full circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the movement, with the physical health in general. And, you know, we were talking about attracting a mate and sort of that primal feeling. And with Gary Chapman's book, there's that relation between that bond that occurs between the body undergoes through being in love, which is also very similar to those levels of oxytocin that occur when a mother was between a mother and child bond, mm-hmm. or a baby, like when a baby's first born.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing when you, actually not dumbing it down, I guess, but when you sort of simplify it and go, look, we have basic needs. And when you think about that, you know, how many of us make it a priority to just walk out the door and go for a walk or a run? It's a hard thing to do. But the reality is that it creates better relationships, it creates better efficiency, it is less taxing on our health system, our healthcare system. The benefits are incredible, and what every woman is about is actually fun. So if you're having fun doing these things, then why is it so hard for us to incorporate them into our lives?
I can answer that, actually. I think as women, sometimes we're caregivers. We're used to multitasking, and sometimes we're used to putting us last. And even though we do take care of everyone, it's so imperative to let ourselves fill ourselves up and realize that we count, and it's important to fill out. And I'm going to quote Marianne Williamson here very badly, or Nelson Mandela, depending who you heard it from. But who are we to be gorgeous, talented, fabulous, and wonderful? Who are we not to be? By letting our own light shine, we inspire others to do the same. And so it's really important to see what works for us, what makes us feel good, and really take the time to do those runs. Take the time to do those things, because I know for myself, sometimes one of the key things is I always forget to eat as a personal thing. And I end up by the end of the day totally shaky and hypoglycemic because I'm just not taking care of me. So I know that's one thing I do, but I know there's a lot of other women out there, and men too, who tend to put everything else above, so we forget about doing things like gym time, forget about eating, forget about time with our partner, how important that stuff is and why we need to take that time. Because when it comes right down to things, what are the most core important things of our life? It's our relationships we have with other people. And that's how we shine best. And it's also what makes us feel really, really good. Because if it came down to it, if there was, say, a fire in our houses, I think that we'd be basically, you know, I know I'd be taking my boyfriend and I'd be taking some pictures of my mother and my phone and my computer and my credit cards. But those would be the main things I'd grab. And I don't know about you, Carrie, what your thoughts would be in regards to that.
About what I would take if
Not that we want to jinx anything, but
of course, it's about the people in our lives, mm-hmm. right? And becoming better people. And we were touching upon this earlier with the mother-daughter, is mm-hmm. that when you live your life providing role model characteristics for other people, it changes things a little bit. And I find this a lot with my kids, right? Like, do I go off on my own and have a run, or do I take them with me?
Hmm.
And sometimes sometimes I'm sneaking out, right? Because I have to go for a walk the dog, or just get out of the house and go for a run. And I think I'm sneaking out, but I'm actually not. They know exactly what I'm doing. And then I come back from my bike ride, and I'm all muddy, and they know what they're doing, and it actually, I'm surprised sometimes that they see what I'm doing, and it reflects upon them. And my 2-year-old calls it aquacizing, but it's actually exercising. Mommy, are you going to aquacize? And I say, yes, I'm going to exercise, because it's important for us to move our bodies. And so I feel good that I can share this love of movement with my kids and to bring that to life. But you can do it not only just with your kids, but with your friends, right? Like, there's another theory. This came through Oprah, and one of the doctors or experts through her program. And the idea is that sometimes our friends are actually our worst enemies in the health department, right? Because we get together and we drink wine, or we get together and have beer,
mm-hmm.
or do things. And I'm not saying those things are bad, but everything in moderation, right? And mm-hmm. so, you know, why don't we get together with our friends and go for a hike and then have a beer? Or why don't we have a nice green tea and go to a yoga class and try that? try doing that and see how that changes your connection or relationship with your friend. You know, I love yoga. I love that serene thing, but I also just that feeling of I mountain bike with the girls every weekend. And by the way, we're not crazy mountain bike girls. We're all women and mothers in our 30s and 40s who get out on our mountain bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And we take our time and we laugh and we eat chocolate. And I can tell you those are the best days. Those are the best feeling to come back from that. Or think about when you're on the chairlift in Whistler and skiing and how free you feel. You feel like you can take on the world. You feel like a million bucks. You feel mm-hmm. like you can start your organic coffee shop. You can start a new business. You can be a better parent or a partner or whatever it is. And that's kind of the underlying message. Every woman is about having fun. We have this great opportunity to try over 70 workshops. But there is a reminder in there, and it's gentle, but it's try something fun. Enjoy yourself and use that to become a better person and in your life and in your relationships.
I think that really summarizes it. Carrie, I want to ask you something. And I probably asked you this last year because it's my favorite question to ask. If you could wave a magic wand and just change what kids are learning these days, what would you like to change?
Exactly all the things to do with every woman and connecting children to movement. It's no surprise that the obesity levels in Canada and North America are off the charts. And honestly, I don't understand. I don't understand why we're feeding our children with McDonald's and crap food and hurrying through things. We need to just stop and look in the mirror and say, what is it that we're doing? You know, here, honey, oh, yeah, go just sit in front of a video game for 5 hours. That's really going to build the world a better place. You know, I felt like I just ended on an inspirational and happy note there. But
sorry.
It drives me nuts, actually. Like, what part of here's a video joystick makes sense?
Maybe if it's a Wii and it's one of the fitness class ones or Dance Revolution.
Thank you. Thank you for shining a light upon it. You know what I say? Get outside and go play. That I would like to see more children playing outside. And moving with their families and having fun together. It's about fun.
I think so, too. So in perfect world, let's flash forward 5 years from now. Where would you like to see every woman?
Oh, in 5 years, we will be across Canada and good portions of North America. What we're finding is that Whistler, we've talked all about Whistler, which mm-hmm. is Friday to Sunday event, but we're doing a whole bunch of community events now in Victoria, Vancouver, Sunshine Coast. We just finished South Surrey, White Rock this weekend. So, you know, not everyone can make it to Whistler, so what we're doing is enlisting the help of workshop leaders within communities so that you can try a day of activity, again, of back-to-back workshops, and knowing that in your community you do have access to all these wonderful, wonderful skills and wellness and fitness programs that you may not always try. And you know what? It is one thing to say, go to your local community center and give it a try, and I would welcome your listeners to do that at any time. Often they'll have free classes for you. There is access out there for anyone to try physical activity, not to mention you can just put a pair of shoes on and walk out your door, especially in BC and in Vancouver along the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
But back to the question of where will every woman be, I'd like to see it in every community in Canada and North America so that people can try new things and have a great day and be inspired and motivated to be more active.
I think that's awesome. And how do you think as women become more empowered, how it affects our men?
It makes all of us that much better.
That's what I think too.
Yeah, every woman, I'm deeply in love with my husband and he supports me, and every woman is not anything to not do with men. It's everything to do with men, and it's about being a better person so that you can make changes in your life and come back and be inspired and I can tell you, if you take making sex even wetter at every woman, you'll come back and your husband or partner is going to be pretty happy about that.
So, I think so.
We're in support.
And on that note, I'm going to ask you to connect me with her once we're off air, because I'd like that. Actually, I think she'd be a really great guest to have on as well.
Absolutely.
Which would be wonderful. Well, Carrie, my darling, thank you so much for being on the show. And I encourage everybody, Carrie, can you plug the website? Because I always seem to get it wrong. So
I'm going to plug the website twice. So the website is www.everywoman.ca. And the one thing that we didn't chat about is that we've been having so much fun over the years with Beauty Night Society and Caroline McGilvery. And we do have a silent auction at the event, which supports Beauty Night Society. And we would just love your support in that domain. And what's really amazing about that connection is that I think Beauty Night Society is very similar to Every Woman in the sense that it offers women that wouldn't normally have access the opportunity to try new things and to get support. And I bow down to you, Caroline, for offering that opportunity on a weekly and sometimes daily basis.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you've been supporting us for a long time, and I've got several women here quite excited who want to come up, so they're very excited, as are some of our volunteers, because it does really make a huge impact for everybody. So,
well, as you know, again, they can go to www.everywoman.ca and click Whistler.
That sounds perfect, and we've actually, I'm just looking at our Twitter feed, so it looks like we've actually got a few people actually tweeting us from New York as well, so that's quite cool.
Oh, come from New York. We have a few gals that actually come from New York. They've come every single year.
Oh, that's
since
awesome.
2004. Yep. And we have ladies from Nevada and L.A. coming.
I've met some of the women from L.A., I think. So there's about three or four of them last time, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Well, we have a new MC this year, too, DianaValentine.com, Diana with a Y. She's totally amazing. I could go on for hours.
I love it. It's awesome. Well, thank you so much. And we are going to be up next with Hans von Claus's Misery Hour. He is a very sexy man to be miserable with. He'll be guiding us through the wee hours with his ambient music and his super hot voice. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. So everybody, keep moving, have fun, and definitely check out Every Woman. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Caroline.
Thank you.